First things first, I'm not dogging this movie. I'm not trying to say that it's terrible or anything like that. I haven't seen it yet. I actually do plan on watching it, and in a true Black Flash fashion, I'm not going to pay for it, but I'm going to watch it. So, you know, that's my way of supporting you guys for making something this innately, you know, racist, but ultimately stupid concept. And that's ultimately what I want to talk about. It's not going in the sense of being like, oh, this is wrong because it's all black cast and trying to do a horror movie. Like, that's not a problem. That's actually on the clever side. But what I want to talk about is just how the concept of what it is that they're doing just cannot work with the subject matter that they're presenting. And also the title, The Blackening, is not a good title. You definitely could have come up with something better. I understand that this was the name of the skit that this is based off of, but yeah, no, that's not, it ain't good. It just ain't good. Now, if you don't know anything about this movie, I'm not surprised. It's not going to be anything substantial. It's going to come out during a time where there's way too many big blockbusters coming out for anyone to even give a damn. And it's a movie based off of a comedy skit that was not even remotely popular. Also being done by a bunch of people who essentially are claiming and using the racial stereotypes of stuff that black people do within horror movies, cranking it up to, I guess, 11. Not even 11, possibly like a fucking 6. And for some reason, building an entire movie based off of that. And it just does not seem like it will work at all. This is something that generally would be done by these people who are the ones that are actually in it that are making it, which are these, the fucking Hollywood blacks, which are people who essentially categorize their version of black people as caricatures and racial stereotypes of black people rather than actually knowing real black people. For instance, I believe there's going to be a gay guy with the group, yet these people are going to be like super uber black, and that's not really no. just one of those things that just like it doesn't seem to fit with, but again, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't really know how they're gonna like try to shoehorn that thing in. But that is something that generally you get more from Californian black, like Hollywood Californian blacks, than you would typical black people. I would say we refer to the Key and Peele skit, which did a phenomenal job of being funny, where you basically had a black family kind of make that feel so awkward just by going to a wedding between two gay guys, because there's so much they're ignorant about, and that's something that you could generally take and understand from black people. But this is something that's just like I said, as an overall concept, it just doesn't seem like this can possibly work given what they've been showing within the trailers. One, a dude voting for Trump is not something that's like, oh yeah, that's not black. That's akin to the fucking from Joe Biden dumbass saying, telling people that, you know, if you don't vote for him, then you're not black, which just, again, doesn't make any fucking sense. That's not something that is a racial, that's not a racial thing. It never has been, never will be. That's, you know, that's a preference. But, you know, you have also the concept of them like having this like a one-liner that's screamed at the end of every trailer that clearly is this tacked on dumb shit that you would get from these people, which is that, why do black women got to save everybody all the goddamn time? And it's like, who the fuck says that? When does anyone say that? What have you saved people from? And that doesn't even make sense, even if you're going in terms of fucking horror movies, because black women die worse than the black guys in horror movies, even though black guys are generally around just to get killed off early. With black women, it's like, oh, you're gonna get fucked up. they're possibly far, they're categorized dumber and far more ridiculous than like their female counterparts within those movies, the white female counterparts in those movies. So I don't understand that line. It's just, and it's a bad line. It's like one of those, like, yeah, they're sticking that womanhood bullshit into this movie, even in this movie. You just can't get away from it. But it's based off of a, like I said, it's based off of a skit from a TV show that was like a really bad sketch comedy show. Like the shit was not funny. They were the kind of people who essentially would have a joke go on for way too long, and the joke was never funny in the first place. And the skit that essentially they're turning into this entire movie is a skit that realistically was, it possibly was one of their funnier things, but it wasn't anything that essentially was like, yeah, this is something that could, like, they handled this to where it was hilarious. No, it was like, it was marginally funny, but I can understand them being able to pitch this to some type of producer and then being like, oh yeah, we could totally do that. This is funny. It's funny. Get a bunch of black guys around. Yeah. And I don't see it. But one of the main things in terms of like going over the overall concept of why I think this just can't work, it's not the subject matter of them being like, okay, all of them can't die first. Who's the blackest and whatnot? Because that in itself is a racist, dumbass thing that generally you only get from Hollywood blacks. They talk in that realm when they go, who's the blackest, rather than actual black people don't talk like that. They don't speak like that. They don't actually try to affirm their blackness because there's no whiteness to counteract it. But Hollywood blacks, they do that in droves because those people are fake people, all of them. So yeah. So what you have is basically, like I said, a dumb thing that's more so of a caricature than actually something that is of a tangible, realistic viewpoint of what it is they're trying to do, because the people themselves aren't the kind of people that would fit within the subject matter that they're trying to present, because they're just not. That's a big faux pas. Another thing is that essentially this is like the biggest issue with this. While it was like, it worked as a skit because it was short, sweet, to the point. While as with this being a movie, there's just way too many hiccups for them to try and explain, why was this going on the way that it's going on without being able to point out the stupidity of it. Yeah, you can get all racial and whatnot, and you can try to do that for shock value, but that alone is not enough to push a movie, let alone anything that would be good or done in a comedic standpoint. Like, hell, they even have like a board game with like a old racial depiction of a black guy, black people on the front of it, like big lips and things like that. And it was like, is that supposed to be funny? And it was like, is that like, or like, I get the racial aspect of it, but how, like, it's just not good. But going to the main reason as to why I'm even fucking talking about this, if it seems like something's going to be that unbelievably stupid. One of the main reasons I'm talking about this is like I said, like, one of the core concepts that they have is that it's essentially a bunch of black people in a horror movie situation trying to get out by doing things that typically the black people don't do in horror movies in order to make sure that they survive. The problem with this is that, much like with Gilligan's Island, why they never built the boat, why horror movies never have people make rational thinking decisions, then you wouldn't have yourself a good movie. Unless you actually pieced it together where it was like, you're kind of, it's inevitable of what's happening to you. There's nothing you really can do to get away from it because it's just that jarring of a situation. Freddy Krueger, for example, he comes into your dreams. How the fuck you, like, once you're in Elm Street, like, you're fucked. And you, if you go to sleep in Elm Street, you're fucked. But, because then he'll get you anywhere. But, you have it to where it's like, okay, you put people in a horror situation where generally it's like, okay, you want to showcase that, yeah, this is typically what black people do. It's typically what not black people do. They get put in a horror situation and now they have to find their way out of it by proving who's the blackest or whatever. Okay, well, if you want to go with that, and I'm only referring to this because, much like how the tagline of the movie is, we all can't die first, then yeah, one of those things with that would be that essentially certain setups within horror movies, which is what makes the plot go forward, could not happen with rational thinking black people, or rational thinking people at all. So if you want to portray that you have black people essentially doing things that would be outside of the norm of a typical horror movie, let alone a slasher film, then you need a control which keeps them grounded into that realization or into that world. You know, there's got to be something that would keep them there rather than in the, like just immediately being like, all right, we're getting in our cars, we're getting the fuck out of here, or I will run in these woods to safety rather than stick with this bullshit. One of those things that could have essentially been a hilarious key factor would have been a white person, particularly a white woman, and to have it where, you know, you essentially have her constantly putting herself in danger, giving these dumb ideas that a lot of the black people around her are like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. That's how people get killed. And she's just constantly driving home, like, no, they need to do this. They need to do that, or they need to do this. It's similar, as well as it would have been, like a preferred thing that you would have been able to look towards, which would have been essentially what your movie itself should have been going for, is the joke from Scary Movie 2, where Brenda says, how come every time some scary shit happen, all you white people always say, let's split up? And then they go, she's right. And she was like, that's what I'm saying. And then they go, all right, you, and you come with me. And then all the white people leave the black people. It's a hilarious fucking joke. It's great. And then they start crying and go, we gonna die, y'all. And then they just cry and they leave the fucking room. And that essentially should have been the joke that your movie was based off of and trying to aspire to, rather than the skit that you did, which essentially just isn't even funny. Hell, that joke, that skit ends on a very terrible joke, and it kind of kills the pacing that you had going forward with it trying to be funny, because then it was like they got hot sauce in their backpack, and that's the blackest, because that's the thing black people do. They carry around hot sauce, and I've never heard that before in my entire fucking life, and that just seemed too stupid to even be a racial stereotype. It's just, that's just fucking dumb. But yeah, like you see how with the Scary Movie 2 concept, you essentially are, you're not, they're enabling the approach that white people have towards the horrible, towards the horror situation, even though that the black people are aware that this is the shit that normally gets them killed. While as with your movie, yes, you've made the entire cast black and, you know, feel some type of way about that. And that's whatever. Yeah, you did that. But then you innately approach it and have moments in the movie where they're constantly either defiant to, well, it seems like they're defiant towards doing things that typically black people would want to do, or doing things that essentially people in a horror movie situation might do. A random door opening up while they're in a cabin. Why would they walk through it? Why would they stay in the cabin? Wouldn't you innately leave then? You know, it was like, oh no, oh fuck it. And like even the concept of trying to be like, you know, we have to look for a friend of ours or something like that. If they're supposedly these rational thinking people, it'd be a situation of, nope, we'll leave. We'll tell the cops that she up here, we can't find her, and that'll be the end of that. You need a control and something that wouldn't be on the side of essentially realism, but more so just another hilarious caricature in order to keep your plot going. It does not seem as if this is going to be something where it's like, yeah, like this is, you know, either on the realm of funny or scary or anything like that, but more so just a really dumb racist movie done by a bunch of people who essentially have this idea that they think they're black, or they know exactly how black people think, because again, they're Hollywood black, so they're just not people. They're just not people. But really, it just boggles the mind that essentially this would be something that, not that it would get made, but that the fact that this wouldn't been something that was done better, you know, like being put in a horror situation where essentially the stakes are that they're trapped, you know, like they've been locked in somewhere and now they have to figure their way out and there's horror stuff going on. Well, you having the hilariousness of like them not doing the adverse things that would essentially get them killed and whatnot, literally falling into more of the comedic aspect than you would the actual horror aspect, considering the fact that the whole premise itself and the situation itself is meant to be funny. But the issue of actually having talented writers and people being able to adhere to something like that and not kind of get bogged into wanting to do, you know, crazy gory shit, stupid horror movie shit and things like that, or trying to rely more on the horror than you would the actual comedy. Just, there's too many slip-ups that are going to happen that seem as if they're bound to happen based off of the trailers that they show. But again, this is all from my viewpoint from the trailers, which is one of the things that's like, yeah, it doesn't make me want to watch the movie, but I want to watch the movie in order to just essentially see if my theory is actually correct of what I'm talking about. And then again, like I said, you know, in true blackness, I'm not fucking paying for it, because while I want to do that, it's going to be a racist, dumbass horror movie. I ain't paying for that shit because I'm black. But yeah, I'm gonna watch it and give it a try, and then you can wait for my review talking about it. But for the most part, it does not seem interesting. The jokes that they have with on the trailers, I feel that might be one of the issues with like a bunch of black comedies that are out now, where the jokes that they show on the trailers are the best jokes that they have in the movie, and that's not a good thing. It's probably going to be like excessive gore, and it's going to be something that's going to be like not necessary. It's just so much that's like, man, it's, I hate using this word, but it's just cringy dialogue that's like, yeah, you people don't know what a black person is at all. You think you do, but you don't. Kids. But I'm not looking forward to watching this. But when I do, yeah, I'll let you know what happened, whether or not, you know, I was horribly mistaken. I doubt it. Or, you know, I was right on the button. But yeah. Unenthusiastically ending the podcast. it's not even close to being out yet, but I just don't want to do it. Like, I know I don't want to watch that movie. It's not even close to being out, but you know, marketing. Jesus Christ. It just does not seem like it's going to be good. I know it's not going to make any money, but it just does not seem like it's going to be good.